Hello and welcome back to Money Control's Coronavirus Essential podcast. I'm your host Shraddha Sharma, and let's start with the update on a COVID-19 vaccine. Canada has approved first COVID-19 vaccine, and experts say that vaccination will begin next week. It is the third country after Britain and Bahrain to give green light to Pfizer vaccine developed by Germany's BioNTech. So that's some news there. Apart from that, UK has warned people with serious allergies to avoid Pfizer vaccine after two adverse reactions. So Reuters reports that starting with the elderly and frontline workers, Britain began mass vaccinating its population, but part of a global drive posed one of the biggest logistical challenge in peacetime history. So we need to be careful about that warning from Pfizer. Apart from that, Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine faces another hurdle before US elections. So as per a meeting by Food and Drug Administration's Vaccine Advisory Panel, it is likely that the last step before a US decision is made, to ship millions of doses of the shot, a panel of experts will scrutinize the company's data for any red flags. So this is the final hurdle, as it becomes the first vaccine that might possibly get a go-ahead green signal in the US. So we'll keep you posted on that. With that, why DCGI set aside emergency approval of Serum Institute Bharat Biotech COVID-19 vaccine? There was a lot of update around this yesterday. The Health Ministry also tweeted. Money Control's Vishwanath Pilla writes that the subject experts committee couldn't take up Pfizer's emergency approval request because the US-based drug maker sought more time. Apart from that, the subject experts, which reviewed the applications of Serum Institute and Bharat Biotech for COVID-19 vaccine, has sought more data from both the companies for further consideration of their applications. So the committee is yet to decide on that. With that, let's move on to some of the updates from India. India's pandemic recovery plan could cost air quality goals. So, according to AP, in previous years, the government encouraged more people to use buses that run on cleaner fuels like one he drives as an emergency air quality measure. But this year, there are limits on passengers to maintain social distancing. The air sting, there might be worries about contracting the virus in a shared public transport, and every time. India is facing two public health emergencies now simultaneously, that is critically polluted air and the pandemic. So according to a bus driver in the capital of New Delhi, as per report, is trapped between the both. So he has to make that call. So that is something that India will have to take a call on. Apart from that, Ayurveda Row, IMA calls for strike on December 11th to protect Mexopathy. We know that emergency services will continue to function, but no elective procedures will be performed during the protest from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. on the day. We are talking about Indian Medical Association's withdrawal of non-essential and non-COVID medical services on December 11th. It is basically against the center's decision to allow postgraduate practitioners in specified streams of Ayurveda to be trained to perform general surgeries. So there was a lot of discussion around that and debate around that. We'll have to wait to see what happens next. In terms of Snowman Logistics, SpiceJet Inc., a memorandum of understanding for vaccine distribution, as per reports, Snowman Logistics and SpiceJet to jointly distribute COVID-19 vaccine across India and internationally. So there is MOU that has been signed. Indian scientists identify new potential drugs for coronavirus. So as per report, Indian scientists have identified drugs and possible cocktails that will help treat the infection. Using a virtual screening, the research published in the journal, scientific journal, identified a variety of as yet unexplored way of SARS-CoV-2, even as it mutates. So there is some good news on that front, but we'll have to see how it develops. Apart from that, a money control exclusive budget 2021 may allot up to rupees 80,000 crore for COVID related spend. Also, additionally, the Narendra Modi government is learned to have accepted the recommendation of the 15th Finance Commission on the health sector. Here's a short excerpt from today's Macro Minutes podcast, where Arup Roy Chaudhary talks more on this.
This one-time provisioning for COVID could be as much as rupees 80,000 crore, as we have written today.
Right.
Now, what it could be spent on, number one, logistics, transporting the vaccine, manufacturing. Of course, the private sector will be involved, but a lot of that needs to come from the government also. A lot of the money needs to come from the government also. And distribution, inoculation, right? Because ultimately, reaching out to the last mile, reaching out to all your citizens, that is something the onus of which will have to be on the government. Plus, a lot of this money could also be spent on improving the public healthcare system. Because if one thing that COVID-19 has done, it has shown the limitations of India's public health.
You can tune into the full episode of the Macro Minutes podcast on what we know so far on the budget 2021. Private hospitals in Gujarat are getting sealed for treating COVID-19 patients without a nod. A private hospital in Gujarat's Ahmedabad city we're talking about was sealed for treating COVID-19 patients despite not being designated for it. As per the city civic body. And it was during a spot inspection that a team of municipal corporation officers found 13 patients undergoing treatment for COVID-19 at Atmiya Hospital in Naroda area, as per the AMC. With that, let's move on to some of the international global updates in terms of COVID-19. UN Chief Antonio Guterres has warned of vaccine nationalism moving at full speed. So PTI reports that, he again said this: for vaccines to be treated as a global public good available to everyone, everywhere on the planet, especially in Africa. And he appealed for $4.2 billion in the next 2 months for the World Health Organization's COVAX program, very ambitious project to buy and deliver coronavirus vaccine for the world's poorest people. So he has been warning us again against vaccine nationalism. US also nears final COVID vaccine review as daily national deaths top 3250. So more than 3,250 lives have been lost to COVID-19 in a single day, while public health officials, also stepped up preparations for a vaccine campaign ahead of final regulatory review. So there is a steady movement towards a vaccine in the US as well. With that, let's come to South Korea. South Korea scrambles to build container hospital beds to combat the third wave of COVID-19. So South Korean authorities will be, building hospital beds in shipping containers to ease strains on medical facilities. They are stressed, overburdened by the latest coronavirus wave, known to be the third wave, which shows little signs of abating with over 680 new cases. So the resurgence of infections, has rekindled concerns about acute shortage of beds, especially ICU beds. So this is the step that has been taken. The UK economy almost ground to a halt in October as the second wave of coronavirus hit the hospitality sector. So as per international report, the UK economy expanded for a 6 month in October, but at a rate of just 0.4%, because of the rising coronavirus cases, according to the figures that has been outlined by the Office of National Statistics. We are talking about the second wave is bringing UK's economic growth to a halt again. Accommodation, food, they all were being restricted because of these restrictive measures in October. The manufacturing output grew 1.7% on a monthly basis. Japan, let's come to Japan. Some of the top international news: Japan's daily COVID cases hit another record high as Tokyo tops 600 new infections. So the world is still witnessing another wave of coronavirus in many parts. And the new infection tally has hit over 2,800 in Japan, a record high for the second straight day. While Japan fights it, citizen journalist detained over Wuhan reporting restrained and fed by tube. So a report by Guardian says that a citizen journalist was detained for more than 6 months after reporting on the Wuhan coronavirus outbreak, has had a feeding tube forcibly inserted and her arms restrained to stop, her pulling out. And this is the claims as per her lawyer. 37-year-old former lawyer has been on a hunger strike at a detention facility near Shanghai, is what reports are telling us. And we get to know in a blog post by the lawyer that he visited his client and found her unwell and exhausted. So it has been said that China has been, trying to keep Wuhan activists under control. So this is one of the reasons that it might be reported. And with that, coming to our last, Australian scientists developed, Jerome, sequencing to trace COVID-19 cases within 4 hours. So basically, these scientists have said that they have developed rapid genome sequencing method that would cut to within 4 hours from the time that is actually taken to trace the source of coronavirus cases, helping to contain the virus future outbreaks quickly. So when we talk about genome sequences, it can help scientists monitor small changes in the virus at a national or international scale. It is basically to understand how it is spreading and provide insight into how different cases are linked. It will study new mystery coronavirus case that have been, identified. Every minute counts, as per the scientist at the Medical Research Institute. Genome testing will help track the source of mystery cases, is what we know. But before we wind up this podcast, we want you to know about PitchRight, a live funding show for startups. The show is brought to you by Money Control in partnership with Inflection Point Ventures. You can watch the live finale on December 19th to see which startup takes home the bounty. It's also a good opportunity to learn more about how to get funded, so don't miss it. For more details on this, do log on to the website for more information. So let's wind up this session. See you tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in today.